Hello, my friends. Here, Irina Lotvin's podcast. I want to share with you in this episode a beautiful story from one of our participants in a three-day challenge, three-day Kick Your Sugar Habit. The amazing results that were received in just 3 days on reversing major health issue. Darlene was having her blood pressure reduced by 22 plus points in only 3 days by following the 3 day Kick Your Sugar regimen that I organized. Anyone who is interested in this journey, they're welcome to come and join my group on Facebook that's called 3 day Kick Your Sugar Challenge. And here I want to share with you a story to inspire you, to let you know that you are not alone. If you want to change your health and if you want to change your story, it is possible. And we're here to support and show you that you too can do it. Please welcome to our episode, Darlene.
Hello, Irina.
Yes, hi. Welcome, Darlene. Well, I'm so happy you're able to join me on this podcast that I am actually doing for the purpose of, you know, spreading the news on how can we become healthy without using medication and relying on medical assistance from other doctors that don't know what to do with certain things in our health journeys. I mean, I would love to hear your journey, and if you could share with the audience on how you became interested in becoming a vegan, and like, you know, maybe take it away like for five minutes and give us your journey, Darlene.
Certainly, I'd love to, Irina. About 16 years ago, I became a vegan. I read a book by Rory Friedman called Skinny Bitch, and it scared me so badly and hurt me so badly when they described the abuse that was taking place in our animal farming operations, that the next morning I got up and I threw out everything in the house that wasn't vegan, that belonged to myself. But unfortunately, I didn't become a healthy vegan. I ate soya ice cream for supper, and Oreos were accidentally vegan, and anything that I could find that was vegan, I ate. Mm-hmm. And my weight ballooned, and I went up to 245 pounds. And I went in to see my doctor one day back in 2014, and he took one look at me and one look at my blood tests, and he said, "You're going to die." Oh, I had fibromyalgia, and I was on extremely high dose narcotics for the pain. My blood pressure was in the stroke zone, and I was on 3 pills. Wow. My cholesterol was off the scale here in Canada. Our scale only goes so high, and they couldn't measure mine. It was so high. Mm. I had GERD, and I had, if you can name a problem, I had it. So I walked out of the doctor's office determined that the next day I was going to become whole food plant-based. And I did. I have a very strong mind, and when I put my mind to something, I do it right away. So starting the next morning, I started eating fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, nothing processed, no flour products. And over the next 14 months, I lost 130 pounds. Mm-hmm. I got off all of my medications. I now take no medications. I'm 66 I'm 62 years old. Healthy as a horse. I tell everybody at work that I'm 62, I feel 32, I act 22, and I run and I run circles around all of my young employees.
Oh my God, that is, sounds so fantastic. What a journey. Oh my God. And you know, it's amazing. It's amazing that, first, of course, you know, big applaud to you that you took, you know, your own health into your own hands and got off all the medications. And, you know, Dr. Greger just recently had done a study, exactly what you were saying about being unhealthy vegan. And it was amazing. They did the actually test results of comparing unhealthy vegan, that would be called a junkie vegan, like you said, and the meat eaters, and the blood work showed exactly the same results. How it affects our, you know, mortality rate is just at the same numbers, which was astounding to hear. So you took, by big power to you, so you cleared, oh my goodness, 100 in 14 months. That is amazing. And you sound very young, and you sound very strong. And I mean, mind is a huge thing, you know. And this is, it's interesting you say it, because, you know, in my coaching with private clients, what I do is with the same idea of, you know, transplanting them into the whole plant vegan diet. Not everybody has a strong mind. Thank God you've got a strong mind. A lot of people, you know, I don't know if you've ever read a book called Pleasure Trap by Dr. Lyle.
I sure did. I love Dr. Lyle. I listen to his podcast all the time, and I watch every video that he's done.
Yes, so you know what he says about the different personalities?
Yes.
And so the people that have a strong mind, you know, will go right into it and do what they need to do and will not, you know, deviate. But some of us are not that personality, which I probably am not one of those personalities myself. So for me, I need to know facts. So a lot of people do need to know facts. And some people jump from one diet to another diet to another diet. But you know what, in this program that I right now have learned and have great, great, great results, outcomes, it's how to rewire your brain so that your brain starts to connect to your body, which is, you know, the gut and brain connection, and you start actually really experiencing food that serves you and food that doesn't serve you. And in slow little steps, at the end, you really gain such a clarity of being in a calm state, of course. You know, like our population is always rushing. Thank God we are not rushing right now. It's not a great time to be in, but at least we're more or less connected to ourselves this time around.
Exactly.
You know, so I wanted to say kudos to you. I love that you did what you did. I really so feel honored, you know, to be able to witness stories like this one by one. And I wanted to also to ask you a couple of questions about the group that I did, the challenge group that I put on Facebook for a 3-day Kick Your Sugar Habit Challenge. And you were one of the members in this private group that had a most amazing results. And I really wanted to hear in your own words, in 3 days, what it did for you health-wise. Issues? Thank you.
Certainly. It was so much fun, Irina. I don't normally take pictures of my food, but I had a blast taking pictures of my food and posting them for those 3 days. I have actually decided to continue on with the Kick the Sugar Challenge.
Yay.
The biggest reason for myself is that I have a genetic resistant high hypertension, which means that I have very, very sensitive blood pressure, and my blood pressure reacts violently to insulin spikes. And so therefore, if I eat sugar of any kind, including fruits, sweet fruits, my insulin spikes and my blood pressure goes into the stroke zone. So since I refuse to take medications of any kind, even an aspirin, I know that I have to watch my diet in order to control my blood pressure. And I had gotten into eating way too many mangoes and bananas just prior to your group starting. So when I saw that you were starting the Kick the Sugar Challenge, I thought, oh, this is my opportunity to get back to my lower sugar and my lower carb diet. And it worked. In 3 days, I was sleeping well again. My blood pressure dropped from 163 over 90 something back down to 118 over 68, I think it was, which is pretty normal for me.
Amazing.
My energy came back. I stopped waking in the middle of the night, which happens when my blood pressure is high. And I think I lost a couple of pounds, which would have been bloat. And I felt so good at the end of the 3 days, and also so proud of myself for having done it, that I decided that I was going to stay in the group and continue on with my my Kick the Sugar Challenge until the end of May. And then I'll probably just continue on from there too, because I love the food, and I'm feeling so good.
I love it. And you know, and it shows like in the energy so much. It's, even if I'm, as I'm talking to you, you feel that energy, you know. Yesterday, I had a very interesting situation with me. I did the sugar kick with the rest of the group. I also lost 3 inches by now from my waist. I still am fighting another probably 10 pounds also.
Me too.
Yes. So we're going to be doing it again.
Yes.
So I think it really recharged my batteries too. My energy also went up. And I was just so happy to hear about your blood pressure situation adjusting.
I think sugar steals your energy also.
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, I don't have the same issue with fruits, but I have more of an issue of anything processed. And so even vegan processed, like, you know, rice bread or...
Oh, yes. Yeah, the flowers and the grains are yep. murder.
Yep. So I think, you know, the fact that, you know, I did it in such a very clean way where there was no bread and no nothing processed. And, you know, you could do oatmeal. You know, I mean, oatmeal was on the list. And, you know, you could do cream of brown rice, specifically brown rice. And I gave a couple of, I think, ideas of if you wanted to do your own bread with, I think it was almond flour or something like that. I don't remember.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And so I am myself continuing on the same journey.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to a next challenge with you as well. And I may actually do a couple of challenges that I want to do with Water Fast, because I've done Water Fasts at True North, and that's kind of where it got me going on a healthy journey. And I would love to share more about it. And that's where I met actually Dr. Lyle in person, and I was fortunate enough to take his lectures. And I actually want to get him, he said yes, to get him on a podcast. So that would be a very nice journey for me to, you know, have him on my podcast as well. And I've learned so much for doing those little short even water fasts that reboot your body and reboot your system, that I would love to do even a challenge like that, maybe a 3-day challenge with our group. So I hope some people would be interested in also joining me there. But I want to say, yesterday, confession, I actually went and had a vegan pizza. And oh my God, I am suffering today. Like, I am completely in a whole different brain fog today.
Your body knows, and you do feel it when you deviate from your plan.
It is amazing. So I'm back again, back on my vegetables and my salads. And I am very grateful, you know, to have this knowledge right now, how to listen to the body and how what serves us. So
It's so important. Where I've been vegan and on my health journey for so long now, through trial and error, I've learned my body, what it responds positively to and what it responds negatively to. And like, I've not been as blessed as you to meet the big names in the industries, but like yourself, I've gotten several certificates in plant-based eating and nutrition. And I just want to continue my knowledge. It's such a fascinating subject.
It is.
And we need to spread the word, Irina, to those non-believers. We need to keep spreading the word that you can take control of your own health and that you don't need to be a slave to our sick care industry is what it is. It's not health care.
It's not health care.
Because our doctors, they don't receive any training and they don't know how to help us.
No,
so we have to be able to help ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of this journey, I just recently actually heard Dr. Klepper was giving an interview, and he was saying that he decided to turn from basically, well, he still is a physician and he still has clients and private clients that call him and he serves them. But he also started doing a new thing. He is doing lectures now to the medical students, because
I love Dr. Klepper and I've been following him, and I think that's so commendable of him to be doing that.
Totally. And, you know, because he mentioned that the kids, the medical students, are getting something like, I don't know, nominal amount of like maybe 1 or 2 credits in nutrition, which is a shame.
It's a shame,
and we're seeing it right now at this coronavirus. You know how helpless our medical system is. You know, it's just a shame that they don't know what to do. And on many instances, but of course, we do have to give them a credit for emergency reasons. You know, they are there for emergencies, accidents and broken bones and, you know, heart attacks. All of that is there in place for us. But as far as healthcare, we, our own selves, are the only ones that can take care of our own health.
I totally agree 100%. We have to take responsibility.
And we're here to spread the news, absolutely. And that's why, you know, I feel so passionate about it that I decided to go. And after my certification in acupuncture, I decided to go and take a journey into health coaching, so that the one certification that I actually received that works on the neuro rewiring the brain, because a lot of foods, as you and I know, are addictive, and salt, sugar and oil is what gives our hormone system this pleasure trap state that you can't get out. So it's very, very difficult for people to just, you know, not everybody, like yourself, for example, you're able to do it overnight. But a lot of people are struggling with the addictions of the foods.
Yes.
And the reason behind it, a lot of people don't understand. It's really the food that they're eating. So how to win slowly from the foods that create havoc in our hormone systems and the addiction cycles are really the key. So I've taken this program, which is actually a beautiful program that rewires your neural brain slowly. And we do different little tests of which food, you know, your body feels like in a good state, or, you know, it depletes your energy or it brings your energy up. Just like we just discussed right now, you know, where I went on this pizza at night yesterday, and I'm trapped again.
And we're still human, Irina. We will continue to do that.
Oh, yes, very much so. I agree. So anyway, so I'm very, very passionate about it too, to bring it to the world and to change basically one person at a time, you know, to a healthy new journey that they can and are, you know, responsible to have. You know, it's that we only have one life here, right?
This is true. And we want to, and we want to spend it as in as healthful a state as we can for as many years as we can.
For ourselves and for others, you know, that are around us. It serves our children and grandchildren and family members and your community. It's like, it's amazing. You're saying that you're running circles around the 25-year-olds. That's, that you're giving them great example.
I try. All you can, you can't browbeat somebody into becoming healthy. All you can do basically is live by example.
Right. And somebody has to want to do it, because, you know, part of my coaching is as well, you know, a person who hires me have to have the desire to do the change. You know, you cannot do it for anyone, but
no,
steps are there. Accountability is, yes, there. A little kick in the butt and a little forgiveness is there, because we're all humans, like you said. But somebody has to really have that desire to do it. And I wanted actually to ask you another question. Have you ever had a coach?
Yes, a lovely lady actually was a coach for me many years ago, and she actually wrote me up in her newsletter at the time.
Oh.
And she actually was the lady that helped me to find out that my not to be afraid of fat, because when I first started losing weight, I went from raw vegan to the McDougal diet.
Uh-huh.
And I was terrified of fat, but yet I feel better when I keep my fat at a certain level. Mm. And her name was Marcy Desmond.
Mm.
And she is a wonderful, wonderful coach, and I owe so much to her. And like you, she was there. She was supportive. She gave me a little kick in the pants when I needed it.
Yes.
And she, you know, would push me a little bit and help me to find out which foods were good for my body and which ones depleted my energy, et cetera. And I think that if somebody is starting new on this journey and doesn't have the knowledge yet and is faltering in any way, I think that hiring somebody like you, Irina, or somebody like the lady that I had, Marcy, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, and a strong support, and can help you get where you need to be on your journey.
Yes, no, totally agree, because I see amazing results, you know, from people's testimonials. And actually today I posted some of the testimonials on my Facebook page, and I love to boost, but not about myself. I feel like I'm at service, and when I'm at service, my heart just feels full. And I love to hear and to see people's transformations, and like you had yourself, and you had discovered, and the energy and the vibrancy and the, you just, it's just so positive, you know. And who doesn't want to be in a positive all the time?
Exactly. Or at least most of the time.
Oh, yes, of course. Right now we're all struggling with this
yes,
positivity. But you know what, kudos, and really wonderful, wonderful journey to all of us. Well, I just wanted to close and say I thank you so much for coming out and sharing your story with us and giving good example to other people who are struggling and don't know what diet to take and which way to go. And you know, a lot of people come to me for vanity, to lose the weight, which I promote, but in reality I am serving them on much deeper level. And so, you know, I think I want to say to all of the listeners, it's a journey, and we all have to take our own health in our own hands. But if you need support, there are wonderful people out there to give you that support. You just have to reach out and have a desire to change your habits and change your lifestyle and change your health, and people will appear for you there to support you.
That's very true, Irene. And thank you for having me. It's been wonderful to chat with you.
Yes, likewise. Very nice to connect with you. Thank you and have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye now.